16. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay. Well, you could have. All right.
It's time for the Cash Clause Show. And now here is the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Well, another one in the books. You know what I need? I need some stuff for information for Angie's Grill, and I need you to call Angie's Grill to remind them to tune in.
Okay.
And then also Angie's Restaurant, call them up and let them know we're about to do a commercial. So call Angie's Grill.
And Blue Saki.
And Blue Saki.
Okay.
Call them up because I want to.
By the way, hello, Tampa Bay. Yep. All right, so I'll go make a couple calls. We're going to have Scott on. Actually, Vaughn is talking to him now, so he should be available in about 10 seconds, maybe less.
All right, and then see what you can make happen. And it's a radio show, and our idea is to draw traffic to someone's business, right? Now, if you can find out what your best customer is, it's easier to then market that person. Because they're the easiest person to market to. So some, it might be women that get out of school. Anyhow, so they get out of school and they got to do their thing. Some could be women with, say, children. So now they only got a certain amount of time because their kids are at school. Some could be just single moms that kids aren't in school. Some can be, you know, it's all different demographics that they really analyze at these big firms. But myself personally, I just do the shotgun approach, just hit everybody. What's going on, Scott?
Brian, how you doing?
So, like, do you like they have this new demographic thing. You know, more people tuned in to Nightline than David Letterman. And this is when I found this information out. So you would think from a demographic standpoint, from a Nielsen rating, that what would happen? The person that gets the higher viewership would get the most money per commercial. But it didn't work out that way. Like, they actually almost...
How did it work?
It worked by demographics. It tends to be younger people tend to spend more money.
Oh, absolutely. It's always been the way. The young people are the new generation. I mean, it's the way they suck them in. I mean, their hopes and dreams and ambitions and wants and desires are just, you know, all right there. I mean, the young has always got it. I mean, if you would have known that when you were young, you know, when you were like pitching older people, if you're in business for yourself and you always wish that you were a little bit older because then they'd like trust you more or they'd know that you had more knowledge. No. The older people nowadays are looking to the young because they're the ones who have all the answers. You know, if you only realized it when you're really young, you could really clean up on it.
Did you go to, I mean, you don't have to answer this, but did you go to, after when you were in your 20s, did you go to after-hour bars?
Yeah, I absolutely did.
Right, me too.
I mean, there was all the after-hour bars. The best ones were in Tampa.
Right.
I mean, one by Racetrack Road, that one was always hopping.
Right, after the bar, right. And you brought your own bottle, right?
Yeah, you know, bring your own bottle club.
Right, it was,
you know,
a bottle club.
Bars close at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you could go there till sunrise.
Right. When's the last time you did something like that?
I don't do things like that anymore.
Right.
You know?
That's my point.
But I have friends of mine that are my age that still do that.
Wow.
You know, it's just a different life. It's the choice that you decide to go. There's either a nightlife and there's a daylight, you know, life. And you got to choose which one it is. The nightlife one is, you know, it's a little crazy.
Right.
You know?
So then, like,
you run hard and you have fun.
Right. Where you burn the candle at both ends.
Exactly.
Right. I don't do that no more. So I was with a few people last night leaving a group I wanted. And it wasn't that they wanted to go out and party, but they wanted to go out. And I was just thinking, am I old? Because I don't want to go. And I am old.
I mean, there's a time in your life when you decide what's important. You know, every once in a while, that's fun.
Yeah, but it was karaoke. That's what it was.
You know, I mean, you know, you got to be motivated. You got to want to do it. It's got to be kind of, you know, worth your time and effort. Not that it isn't, but, you know, it's like you said, it's the young's world. I mean, that's, you know, even in movies. I mean, that's how they get them. They get them when they're young. Disney starts promoting a hot person that, you know, the kids are following and, you know, and they start a new trend and, you know, and they get people to buy in and think it's something to be on TV and, you know. And a whole new genre starts. But it all comes back again. You know? Everything old becomes new again. Right now it's mid-century modern.
Yeah.
You know? All the young kids are wanting that mid-century modern stuff, and it's going for big dollars. Why? Because it's in demand. You know? Somebody, it's their taste now. You know? And it'll turn again.
It always does.
It does.
They say history repeats itself, right?
Yes, because it's the young that they, you know. It's,
you think
ever
long hair will come back? You think long hair and bell bottoms and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's starting to come back now. I got that record store, Casey, right across the street. I mean, you know, how many people are in that genre that are going in there? I mean, that guy draws them in. I mean, he really, truly does. And, I mean, it's a different genre. You know, they're looking for that jacket, you know, from the 70s, the one guy that sells his records there once a month came over with his jacket, and it's like, where'd you get that? Because you wouldn't believe how many people want to buy that. I mean, it's just like that. It's that era. You know?
It is amazing.
It is.
So I got to deal with the fact that I'm getting old. What is the average age that someone retires? Like, is there a number that if you Google that, like, when does...
Yeah, it's like 65 years old, I think.
It is 65? I mean, that's mandatory.
Yeah, I think that's where most companies are making you retire at 65.
Well, you have to retire, right?
Well, I don't know if you have to. I mean, I guess you do. I mean, that's where the old railroad watch came in and all that stuff. You know, they used to give you the retirement, you know, trinket for all your years of service.
Yeah, what does 25 years get you? A gold watch?
I don't know. I know I got to work until I die.
When you
work for yourself, that's just the way it is. You know, you don't have that whole thing, you know, setting you up and, you know, the good years towards the end.
So I want to talk about some really good people here. Like, you know, people that listen to my show on a regular basis know I don't say this because I talk about a lot of my customers, right?
Yeah.
You're a friend, that's for sure. I mean, there are big ships, there are little ships, but the best ship is Scott's friendship. A little corny?
A little corny, but I like it.
All right, so
Angie... You just got to know who it's coming from, you know?
There you go. You want to say it after me? No, I'm weakening. But anyhow, Angie's Grill, they're real home-style cooking. They're at 1732 Drew Street, Clearwater.
It's something... I went there the other day. They're not open at night anymore.
No.
Breakfast and lunch. Perfect. You know, I did. I pulled in to get their chicken pot pie. You know, it was all sad, and I went and pulled in and said, wow, breakfast and lunch now. No more, you know.
Yeah, they're at Drew Street in Jupiter. They're across.
They got good food. They've been there for years.
Yeah, they're across from the 7-Eleven. And the only word I can come up with is love. And like you see him and his wife, they work it. Like he does the cooking, she does the front. But I don't know. It's just like you feel.
You know, I mean, that was all because of Angie. Angie was an amazing woman.
Right.
You know, I don't know if she still is or whatever, but I mean, I was like friends with her. And I mean, that lady had a mouth like a sailor. She'd tell you the way it was. She'd tell you right away, direct. And I mean, I loved that lady. I used to go in there and sit and eat with her, you know, and that girl worked for her. And she gave that to them for them to start and open up. That lady had that whole plaza. It used to be all antiques at one time.
Right. They own, she owns that plaza, Angie's.
Yeah. I mean, she's an amazing woman. I mean, if you ever had a chance to meet her, I mean, I've spent many, many hours with her, and, you know, she'll enlighten you. Louie bought a boat for me one time, the one over in downtown.
Yeah, he
came
runs.
Down when I was living on the water, drove it away, put his life preserver on, took it over to Island Estates. It was a really nice Sea Ray.
Really?
Big block in it, 23-foot open bow.
So that's. Yeah, but that's Louie. Louie's a good guy, too. That's her son, right?
Yeah, Louie's a really good guy. They have the place over there in downtown also, Angie's, and then they have the car wash behind it.
Right. Right. So Angie's Grill, real home style cooking. If you're looking for someone, the word love again, because where love is, God is. And you can just see, like, you ever look at a couple, you just know they're in love, right? And then you know that they're good people. Like, not everybody's that way. You can look at people, you can just tell they're, like a friend of mine just told me he just went through a divorce. So apparently they weren't getting along. Not with Angie's Grill, real home style cooking. When you go there, you're walking into a room that you just feel welcome, love, kindness. I don't know, what words can I use that just really nice people there at the Angie's Grill. And they're at 1732 Drew Street, Clearwater. And the food is, you think, okay, simple eggs, right? Okay, all right. But the home fries, I even said, what did you do? And like, if you like onions, he says, oh, I added onions, I added this, I added that. The home fries are a meal in themselves. So everything he does, he makes to perfection, and he spices it up the way you want. If you want something mild, he'll make it mild. But if you want something tasty, something that tastes good, and his home-style cooking, it's Angie's Grill. It's the best food. And then the price. It's priced to where you can afford to come back time and time again. So Angie's Grill.
Oh, they even had like a hamburger for the neighborhood. I mean, seriously, you can go there, you know, for all the kids after school and this and that. Angie made sure that there was a burger there for a dollar.
Really?
Yeah, it went on forever.
So Angie's Grill, real home-style cooking. And if you know where 7-Eleven is on Drew Street, it's directly across the street from the 7-Eleven. That's 1732 Drew Street. And their phone number is 441-2644. And I would say the most lovable couple, most lovable. I use the word love. The reason why is because people that know my show, I don't use it often. But when you're describing Angie's Grill on Drew Street, the only word that can come out is love. And then they really care. And by Karen, you can tell by the way the plate, the food you get. So if you want a really good place that people care, go to Angie's Grill, real home-style cooking, across the street from the 7-Eleven on Drew Street. And then, do you want to play? Want to recommend a song? See what type of song? Are you ready there, Mr. Juan? What song do you want to hear, Scott?
I'll listen to any song that you play.
Tell me, what's your favorite song? Let's tell me. Give me a song.
Jamie, what song do you like?
We're going to play a song.
Got to pick a song because I don't know any.
What's a good song that would have to do with treasures? Because like, you're like a treasure place. Is there a song, Juan, that we can play? That?
How about Metallica? I got a request here at the shop.
Okay, Metallica?
Hear Metallica.
And what song do you want to hear from Metallica?
What song do you want to hear from Metallica? Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
She's not sure if that's the number, the name of it or not. She says, is it Unforgiven?
So anyhow,
it's almost like a Jeopardy question answer.
So 25, 30 years ago, Metallica is not famous, right? I'm staying in an apartment complex in High Point. Now, keep in mind, this is when they're not famous. They stayed. My friend was a bass player, played for them on opening for them. His name was Brad. He was like a genius bass player. So Metallica, for a week, stayed because they were doing the area around here. And this had to be 30, before they were famous, however long ago that was. And I hung out with them.
Well, you know, we were young.
Yeah.
It was when we were young. That's when Metallica was around.
Right. So then what happened
it's
was
like when we went to the after-hour party.
Right. I used to go there all.
Okay.
Right. So anyhow, I hung out with Metallica before they were famous. Yeah. And the guy said to me, whoever one of the lead guys is, because I don't know him by name no more. He said to me, I said, someday you're going to be big. And then when I come up to the stage, you're going to forget me because I was, you know, I was drinking. He goes, no, if you ever come up to the stage, right, I'll remember you. And I would say that to some people, right? So I wonder, like, and I was, like, cursing at him, too, a little bit. Like, we were, like, bantering back and forth. He goes, no, I won't forget you, I promise. I wonder if I go up there, will he remember that conversation?
Maybe.
So Metallica took off, like, about, like, 3 or 4 years after that. And, like, they were just, like, you say Metallica.
Are they still together now?
No, didn't one of the guys commit suicide?
Are they doing like tribute tours?
Or? Yeah, no, I believe they're still together. They did something, it was on TV maybe, I don't know, about 6 months ago or something. They all got together and did a big show, but one of them passed away.
I think committed suicide, actually.
That's possible.
I don't know, though. I don't want to say that. But I did.
OD'd, I'm not sure.
Or overdose, that's what it was. Yeah, but anyhow, and I'm wouldn't that be, oh, I was going to say something stupid. Wouldn't that be something if that was the guy that was going to let me in? Oh my God!
You'll see him in the afterlife.
That's it. Hey, I still want to get in.
He'll remember you then.
Yeah, and then and that was the lady that stayed there. Her name was can't even think of her name. But I spent actually 45 days in the hospital with her before she passed away too. And
what was her name? Oh my gosh!
But yeah, what was the most amount of days you spent in a hospital holding someone's hand? Or if it, did you even do it, or have you done that in your lifetime?
Well, my grandma, yeah.
Yeah. It's something to...
I mean, you know.
Did you, yeah, and I it was over a month. Every day, it was just like a habit. Like, I would go there. Just, it was part of my deal.
Yeah.
And I just try to comfort her and all that other stuff and try to be there for her. And that was over 30 years ago. And then her favorite song was Hell, California.
Oh, yeah. That's a
good one. What we played at our funeral.
Nice.
Anyhow, so ready? Metallica, here we go. This is for Slade Trades.
Shine doing what I show. Never free, never me.
Well, that song was brought by Slade's. I always say the name wrong, but it's Trades.
Slade's Trades.
On Hercules.
Over there in Hercules.
Just past the railroad,
right by the
track.
Railroad track.
But anyway, I'd like to talk about Bollywood Spice Indian cuisine. Do you like Indian cuisine?
Yeah, I like Indian cuisine.
Yeah, they have a free lunch buffet. They have a buffet there, all you can eat. And sometimes I wonder if you put all you can eat, does that take away from the quality? Like, you know, you want to say free lunch buffet, quality food, or, you know what I mean? Because they really do. They just because they put it out on the buffet, they make it, like, they're really, like it says in
Where
the end.
Bollywood?
It's right on US 19. It's next to Arthur Murray's dance studio. It's the same plaza as Domino's Pizza on US 19.
Where, in Sunset Point?
Yeah, but it's right in that area, yes. In Clearwater.
Is that Bath & Beyond is? And
yeah, they used to be. Do you remember Dog Water Cafe, where they used to serve the food in a bowl?
Yeah, but that was over off of Enterprise there.
Yeah,
like
but they.
Where the old Arigato's was.
Yeah, but no, they moved it to there before they finally closed and stuff. And that guy was a really great guy. He took in two really disabled children, and I just couldn't believe that he did it. Like it just, I don't know if I could do that, but he was responsible for severely disabled children that he took in on his own. I never I don't understand how people can be so passionate, like an angel, you know, to do that. Could you knowingly take in two really disabled children and be responsible for them? Knowing that they're disabled ahead of time. I'm not saying your own flesh and blood. Could you be responsible?
No, I don't think I could. I'm not that type of person, to
right.
be honest with you.
Yeah.
It takes a special person to be able to do that.
An angel. Okay.
I mean, it does. I mean, you know, I mean, especially at certain times in your life, I mean, you know, people
right.
don't want to be, like, selfish and, you know, things
right.
like that. But, you know, like you said, I mean... You know, it's a heck of a responsibility for somebody to be able to go ahead and do that.
Right.
You know?
Who do we have on the line?
Sorry to interrupt, but I want to say a special shout out to Joseph. He's listening, and he's over at Bollywood Spice Indian Cuisine. You guys got to go check it out. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. He has a buffet there, and everybody who's ever went there said it was so good.
But that's just for lunch.
You got to tell us where it is. I'm, like, wanting to go there,
do
but
you
I'm
know,
still not too sure exactly where it's at.
It's 20,
know,
what a number,
it.
But it's 25,000 US 19 North. It's in the same plaza as Domino's, next to the Arthur
Domino's. It's in the Sunset, you know, because they just moved too. They're in Sunset Point and 19.
But you know where the Zoe Lounge used to be? It's now the Arthur Murray Dance Studio.
No, that's what you know. You're not giving me a landmark that I know.
If you are going,
you would go on the
19 and what?
Well,
19. It's in between Sunset Point Road. In Gulf to Bay.
Northeast Coachman. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
Yeah, where the Borders Books is and that plaza.
Yeah,
it's
actually... It's past that.
That plaza. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Maybe
Thank
we can get
you.
Joseph on the line and ask him to explain to us where he's located.
He didn't want to get on, but he's listening.
Okay, I was just going to say, because I want to know if we're doing this wrong, because... Is Arthur Murray's dance studio still there? That's
yes,
right,
it's
course.
Still there. It's
is
still there.
Is Domino's... He just said Domino's moved. Are they
well,
still?
Domino's is in the plaza right now across from the Waffle House on Sunset Point and 19.
Yeah, so,
right.
they went, so they're not still there.
And then you got the Bad Borders, and then you got the Bed Bath & Beyond, and then...
So
yeah.
There you go. That's
the
wrong, then.
Company went in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Joseph there.
Okay, so there he is. He's calling. He's listening. Bollywood Spice Indian Cuisine. But he has authentic Italian. So what happened... not Italian. Did I say that? Indian... cuisine chefs, and here's what happened. He actually flew to India for 2 weeks, and one of the waiters can't show up. That's part of life. That happens. You have people that don't show up. And I worked for 3 hours bussing tables at Bollywood Spice Indian Cuisine, and then this guy slipped a $10 bill in my pocket.
What you got said like
that? Huh? Do you believe that? Because I was bussing... I was sweating.
Did you get fed? I mean, did you eat?
Yeah, that's what I told Joseph.
I mean, I understand. That was like your pay for being like the busser.
Right, so then I didn't take money
from...
But
now you really know how good the food is. You know,
right.
You can talk from experience.
Right, so he did. They made me this big... expensive dish that we considered expensive. It's the goat. And they gave me a double order, and they really took care of me. And so it was $30 worth of food. And I, you know, it was great.
So, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But that's Bollywood. And then he made this logo.
Listen, though, that we were butchering where he's located, so he was listening. He's on the line in 1 second.
That's what I was saying. I was curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know how to, because he's on the service road.
Yeah, he's on the service road, and it's the only...
It's in between Sunset and
Northeast
Main Street.
Coachman.
Maybe Main Street, actually.
And Coachman, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Coachman. So it's before
Coachman.
Yeah.
So he's like down there by, you know, where before
you remember,
Walmart.
Yeah,
before
that.
And like,
yes.
You know, Wendy's.
Yeah, before
you know,
all
Money
of that.
Big Cam is over there.
Years
is
and
he
years
there?
Ago, it used to be Mugs and what was
dog
the dog?
Water Cafe.
Dog Water Cafe. Yeah.
Okay, Joseph, you
Joseph.
There?
Joseph.
Yes, I am here.
All right. So we're trying to figure out where you're located, and I know we butchered it. So tell us exactly where Bollywood Spice Italian Indian Cuisine is.
Bollywood Spice Indian Cuisine is located on U.S. Highway 19 North, exactly between the Sunset Point and the Enterprise. As soon as you pass the Enterprise, there's the right-hand side is a Martha Ball Dance Studio right next to it. And between that part is the Aldi's grocery store.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know where it is. So it's between Enterprise and Sunset.
Yeah, you're saying it was between...
Gulf to Bay and Sunset.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no. He's on the other side. He's over by Celebration Station.
Right.
Before that.
And the thrift store, you know, and the Salvation Army before that. You know, the
right.
Aldi's.
The Aldi's.
Are you before or after the Aldi's?
Right. Before the Aldi.
Oh, okay.
So before the Aldi's, in between Enterprise
so
and Sunset.
You get on the service road at Enterprise.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And then just go down and you're on the right-hand side there before Aldi's.
Yeah, yeah. And then your people, there really are. Like, you know, I'll be real. I put in ads where I'm going to probably be wrong for saying this, right? Because I'm telling on myself. But I put in there, like, say, for an Italian restaurant, and then I go back there, and he says, oh, we have an authentic, and then something happens, and the guy's not there. But in the ad, it says authentic Italian chef, right? Then you go in the back, and it's not, right? I've done that before. But in this case, authentic Indian cuisine chef really is. These guys really...
I think I should call you out as a racist.
Why?
Somebody can be really, really talented in that kind of food and be authentic just because they don't look the part, man.
Well, this...
I mean, you could have a Mexican guy or a black guy or white guy. I mean, and they could be authentic.
Very
well. I
mean,
well. Maybe they took an apprenticeship with them or something, you know, and they grew up just cooking that kind of food.
Right, that's 100.
I mean, come on now, Brian.
But I'm saying to you that if you did a movie, right? Let's just go with the movie angle. You did a movie about Bollywood Spice.
Yeah, you got to make it look right, you know.
These
guys, go back in there, you know.
Yeah, these guys look like they're from India. Indian, whatever. Is it India or India? How do you say that?
Indian people.
Indian people?
Yeah.
Is it really? We have Indians here, like in the 1800s.
But now, is it Indian or Indonesia?
I don't know.
India.
So India. So the Indian food. Okay.
So their authentic Indian cuisine chef is really authentic Indian. That's all I was trying to say. Not that you can't be Mexican and be authentic Indian cuisine chef.
I just had to put you on the spot.
I know, but actually, I'm trying to make I'm backpedaling here. I don't know if you catch that. So
I do.
So if you were doing a movie, right? And you like filmed
right.
their kitchen and had their conversations together and the preciseness and like how the chef was so making sure everything went out correctly, if we could film their kitchen where people can't see that part of it, these are authentic guys that really care and you could just see the preparation they put into it. and it's all authentic, like spices you see.
So now, what is it? You're saying it's a buffet? It's an all-you-could-eat buffet that, you know, you go in there and it's all set up, ready for you to go ahead and eat. You just pay one price to go in, and you eat as much as you want of whatever you want.
That's just for lunch.
Yeah.
That's just for lunch.
That's for lunch.
But for dinner.
And what hour is your lunch?
What are your lunch hours, Joseph?
Lunch hour is 11:30 to 2:30 in afternoon. It's from Tuesday to Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have 11:30 to 3 o'clock. And we have a special lamb, goat, shrimp, fish on a buffet on a weekend.
Wow.
And then what about for dinner? What do you do for dinner? Is it just off dinner, of the menu, or is there a buffet also?
Yeah, that is a straight menu on the dinner time, 5 to 10, 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. Monday closed.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds very interesting. I'll have to try it out one day.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah.
I mean, it's all authentic. I keep stressing that point, I guess, maybe more so than I did with other restaurants, because they really do a great job there, like, with the spices. You watch them cutting them up. It's not like everything is cut up. It's like, I almost don't think they got cans there, because I didn't notice any cans. It was everything they were preparing from scratch to order. So, I mean, authentically, and you could just tell these guys knew what they were doing. You ever watch someone with a knife, and just the way they cut, you can say, this guy's good. I'm not good with a knife, but these guys were authentic. Bollywood Spice Indian Cuisine. And like we said, it's in between Enterprise and Sunset on the right-hand side, which would be the west side of US 19. What would you like to add to that, Joseph?
Just thanking all the viewers and the listeners. Please come and visit the Bollywood Spice.
Indian.
And thank you, Mr. Brian.
Oh, yeah. You're my friend, too. So, but Bollywood Indian Cuisine. But it's Bollywood Spice. And your logo could be the best logo in the magazine, because that makes a difference, the logo. You designed that logo, Joseph, and it's beautiful.
Yes, I did.
Just look at the logo, and that tells you what a great place this is. All right, so that's it for Bollywood Spice Indian Cuisine.
It was nice talking to you, Joseph. I mean, you know, I'm definitely going to stop down.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and yes, you're the definitely. Best, Joseph.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You also, guys.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And then we got Matt on the line. How are you, Matt? And did you get in touch with Angie's Grill again?
I called there and no one answered, so I left a message on the machine.
Okay, I hope they know. We're going to be doing something for the lovely Angie's Grill. And then Angie from actually Blue Sake.
Yeah, I talked to them over there, and they were tuning in when I talked to them. That was...
This is Jesse here. Matt just stepped into the other room.
Okay, that's fine. How are you, Jesse?
Oh, things are going well. I'm getting pretty hungry hearing about that Indian food.
Yeah, so you're an acrobat, huh?
Oh, yeah. I spend as much time upside down as I can.
Right. So what do you think of that? You're very flexible, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, people tell me that more often than I think about it. I actually spend my time stretching because I'd like to be more flexible.
Have you ever been in a carnival or a circus?
I used to be in an organization when I was in college called Gymkhana, and I'm actually in the process of putting on local performances, like troop shows and performances in Montgomery County, Maryland. But we also do things across the country in various groups.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something I can go on? Do you have a website I can go look at, like a YouTube thing I can look at?
Like, well, I can.
Do you have like stuff like I can see?
Well, the easiest way to see some of the things I've done would be to go on to Montgomery County Acro Yoga, Montgomery County Acro Jams in Maryland. We've got a Facebook group for some of the stuff we're doing locally. We're actually working on setting up a regional performance troupe, but a lot of people just, there are many different groups in different areas, so we have sort of like a main group for our area. We haven't really gotten to the point of national organization, but there's a lot of different organizations that support the work we do in acrobatics.
Right, and it's a spiritual thing too, right?
Well, I mean
when you stretch in your muscles, and they say move a muscle, change a thought, right? That's what psychiatrists will tell you.
There's definitely aspects of that going on, although I would say that the spiritual aspect that's probably more visible beyond the physical side of the acro yoga practice is, you know, recognizing the way it impacts you in communication.
Really? Where are you located? Where, what town?
I'm located in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay.
And I'm actually planning on coming down to your area. There's an Acro Performance and Convention at St. Pete's. There's going to be AcroShare 3.0. It's a good group of people that I know. I was actually just down at an AcroShare in Tennessee a couple weeks ago. There's a number of various festivals across the country, so it's a great way you can connect with people in different areas, and hopefully I'll get to try some of that Bollywood food, too.
Right, and then also, too, could you come to the radio show and come here live in the studio?
Oh, I'd love to.
We always have food here. Like, today, this is a little segment here. Frank's Pizza, who everything he touches, like, is a Midas touch. He owned Fritzy Freeze when there were six people behind the place, like the chefs, the cooks, and all that.
Well,
six,
you're
seven.
Bribe me with food. I'd love to meet you.
Yes, that too. And then he supplied us with the pizzas. Now he opened up Frank's Pizza. But Fritzy Freeze was the most successful ice cream parlor in all of our town ever. Like, it would be like a 20-minute wait when he owned it. And ironically, he sold it, and 3 years later, they were out of business. So wow. The person behind the scenes does make a difference. And Frank makes a difference. So now he opens up a pizzeria, and the other day, Friday night, there was like a 20-minute wait to sit down.
Oh, that's great.
He's very personable, and he cares. And he sponsors the show. I mean, so I do have a motive for saying good things about him. But also at the same token, I'm talking from my heart, like the language of the heart. He really has like the Midas touch. There's something that wherever he goes, it's successful. And I really believe it's because he really puts his heart into it. And he's back there cooking his, you know, he's back there making sure everything's done correctly. And he's not one of those that just says, oh, I own the business. He's back there cutting the dough. He's back there making the meatballs. And that's Frank's Pizza. And he's just a wonderful guy. And we're very thankful he's a sponsor of the show.
I've always wanted to figure out how to flip pizza. That'd be pretty cool if he'd put me in, do a little training too.
Yeah, and then we also like to thank Ann's Services. Do you, Marilyn, where you said you're from again?
I'm in Maryland. Yeah.
Does it get hot there or in the summer? How does your seasons work there?
Well, beyond the temperature, we get more of the humidity, so it's like you're chewing on the air.
Really?
Well, you could drink it if you had a straw.
Really? That bad, huh? Anyhow,
well, Ann's, the bugs like it.
Ask him a question, Scott. Scott still there? Oh, Scott left. See? We lost Scott. Hold on 1 second. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I spend a number of hours a week. I teach partner acrobatics as well as practice with my community. And right now I'm essentially trying to get people organized so that beyond the ability to put a number of skills together, that there's a little bit more purpose so that we have sort of like a reason to take our skills to the next level. I feel like the difference between where the entry level is for where you can get involved in partner acrobatics and where you are when you're at the point of being in Cirque du Soleil, there's a lot of gray area. And I feel like there's probably some great common ground where if we organized some performances that could be like a stepping stone where people could make their own wandering troops and maybe find a little bit of, you know, like a little bit more heart and the ability to create wandering circuses or, you know, different things that would give us this opportunity to connect with other people.
Wow, that would be wonderful, too. I think recently Barnum & Bailey just closed up.
Yeah. That's actually something I'd had a lot of thought about recently. I'd been consulting with one of my close friends, and, it, you know, like we looked
there's
at
there's a niche to fill in there. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple ways of looking at it, because every job that goes towards having an animal in the circus takes a job away from an acrobat. So there's one argument, but there's also the sense of I wouldn't want to have people performing where they were doing anything less than humane across the board. So
there you go. Makes sense.
So I'd been considering that perhaps people could have some form of performance in. So the shows I've been thinking about could be variety shows, too, not solely limited to typical circus. You know, there could be dancing and a lot of human stuff. But I've been considering that it might be an opportunity to have, if people worked with their own pets, then I'd be comfortable with the idea of that, as long as I knew that there was real humane treatment going into it.
Right. And what type of money are you looking at to pull something off like that?
Well, right now I'm not actually looking at money. I'm thinking about how I can get involved in communities where we can essentially do our work and basically make it so we can keep doing our work. And some of that involves having space to practice and perform. So I'm talking with a local senior center and seeing if we can set up where it's a possibility to do performances in exchange for being able to practice in their space.
Well, there you go. See, that's creativity, baby.
I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea of making money, you know, especially...
Say making money. I'm saying how much money would it take to pull off the project? Like, what would an investor, like say a philanthropist, likes your idea, you know, I mean, generally things take money to make money, but also it takes money to pull off anything.
I would say that the most expensive things going into what we need for places to practice and perform are, you know, often places with high ceilings, although it could be an outdoor space.
And then you got to have the insurances, too, for those places. That's where the money comes
in. A lot of time insurance comes into play as well. That's something where some of the facilities we work with have insurance. And, you know, I'm
the liability part of it, because you're talking acrobats, someone can really get hurt.
Right. So we have to make sure that the liability is covered and that, so you know, of course, everybody I work with would sign a waiver wherever we go, but there's often an issue where, you know, we have to have someone on duty that's essentially like the vaguely, you know, the pre-medic, like someone to take care of things before an ambulance arrives, you know, should something ever happen. But I've actually never been at an acrobatic event where an ambulance had to be called in.
Well, recently someone just died like about 4 months ago from an acrobatic thing. Seriously. Yeah.
We lost a couple Cirque du Soleil folks.
Yeah, right. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, it was a real shame.
Yeah, so it is a dangerous... Well, you just got to say the truth is the truth. It's a dangerous occupation you have there.
For sure.
So let's talk about Ann Services. Just real quick, let me put a plug out for them. It's AnnServices.com, and what they do is air condition. And for the people that follow our show, how you can help us if you like our show and you like... the topics we talk about, like today it's what do they call it?
Acrobats.
So, you know, then we had...
Scott from Slade Trades. Right. And we had Joseph from Bollywood.
Right. And then now we're talking about Ann Services. So if you can support our customers, it would really help us out.
And you can even tell them, you know, you heard it on the radio.
Right. So that's Ann Services. The phone number is 727-231-6607.
And they are... And everywhere. They're in Tampa, all of Pinellas County, I believe Pasco as well.
I just realized that. Like, that's free service call. Look how small the word service, free service call. It's like, and sometimes I look at ads and I just don't get like, I just realized, why didn't we have free service call bigger?
Because we didn't design the ad. Anyways, we need to do another shout out for one of our other clients, which their business has slowed down a lot because, you know, a lot of the snowbirds have left. So we're trying to get them a little busier. And that's G over at G's Car Wash. He's right on Main Street in Dunedin, or 580 if you prefer. And he does a hand wash and he does an excellent job over there. They do the inside of your car and the outside of your car. And he has very, very reasonable prices.
Right, he's right there at the corner of Main Street and Belcher.
Right.
In the Mobile. Is this still the Mobile there?
Uh-huh, it's still a Mobile.
Right. And just think about that. He's a guy that's out there hustling.
Yep.
And he's out there and he works hard. And that was the thing he put in his ad, is that he's dedicated.
He really is.
He's dedicated to his job. He's dedicated to what he does. And you don't see that all the time. Well, that's where you put the extra mile in. And that's G from G's Car Wash. And it's at Main Street
and Belcher.
Mm-hmm. And right in the Mobile. And he does a $10 car wash where he does the tires, he vacuums, he hand washes it so that's softer on your car. And he uses these really soft rags. But your car comes in dirty, leaves shiny.
And he also does detailing like at your business or something. It has to be a full detail, but he does the whole thing right while you're working.
So he does full detail. He probably does boats, too. Now he's mobile. That's what something that's new is, something cool. Is that. So he'll come to you. And do you have his phone number?
I have his cell phone, but I'm not sure which one. I got to get the ad.
Yeah, that's fine. And then we also want to give a shout-out to our friends there at Blue Sake.
Yeah.
They're right there, right where the subway is on Main Street. Now, that's the thing where I'm saying, like, really, when you think about it, it's you want, like, fresh-cut carrots, fresh-cut mushrooms. Like, the best way I can describe it, nothing's canned at Blue Sake.
No, it's really good.
When I go back there and I watch them, they cut up the carrots. They cut everything up fresh each day.
Right.
So if you want, like, that's the thing with Thai food. It's all fresh-cut vegetables. Mm-hmm. So it's much healthier for you than canned stuff.
Oh, yeah. And that's it tastes way better.
And then Angie's been in the business a long time. She's a chef herself. So she's back there. So she's the owner chef. So I find that the owner chefs tend to put better like care and care about what's going on. And that's why she's doing so good there. Nothing's ever made it there. But she has. She has sushi, a sushi bar. She's at 1425 State Road 580 in Dunedin. That's the Blue Sake. It's located in the Subway Plaza. And if you look in our book, you'll see she has a beautiful dish there. It's just, please support Blue Sake, Thai Sushi Bar. And she's a lovely woman. She's located in the Subway Plaza. Everything is fresh, cut to order. So, I mean, you can't have it where you're cutting everything fresh, all your vegetables and all your seasonings. It has to come out good if you mix it correctly, which she does. So that's Blue Sake, Thai Sushi and Bar, and they have liquor there too, so you can drink. And it's at 1425 State Road 580, and that's in Dunedin, Thai Sushi. And their phone number is 727-216-3699. And that's Blue Sake. So what's your favorite dish there, Mr. Arabatic Guy? You still there? Is he still there? He's not there. We're losing people.
I think we dropped a call. I think that may be them that just called back. But my favorite dish at Blue Sake is the pad thai. It is delicious. And I love also their crab rangoon. They are different than any other crab rangoon I've ever had.
So then also, too, is I wanted you to... we only got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But call Leo at Leo's Italian Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Everything happens for a reason. That's my new motto. So I'm not like up as upset. But we're on the radio right now, and give him a call. See if you can call him real quick.
Okay.
631-4796. 631-4796. Ask Leo if he wants to get on the radio. He's running for state senate. He's a senator. He has got a huge budget to work with, and we're going to be putting something together for him.
631-4796?
I don't know. I just told it to you. Yes, 4796. 631-4796. I know, 3 minutes. Leo's Italian Restaurant. So anyhow, we had the guy on here at the studio earlier from The Deadliest Catch. He was on the show previous to this. It's a really popular show for the last 12 years, and it's on the Discovery Channel, and he comes in once in a while and does a show, and it's really neat. I think that's the toughest profession. I wonder what is, though. Is there a profession where someone, like, gives their life up more than any other profession? I would think a firefighter would be right up there also. So we're very thankful that we have this going on. But I like to say also ASE, they're real good friends of ours, Len Shell. The meat market, there's a new meat market that just opened up in Clearwater. And now if you do put those packages together, you do save money. It's at Sunset and Highland. Paul's Shrimp House, Dunedin Plumbing. Reader's, man, he does window tint. That's going to be coming through pretty good during the summertime. So Bill Supergas, he was the mayor of Palm Harbor at one point. So that's something. He's a good friend of mine. I guess I do know a lot of people. I never even realized that, like, looking through this. Chem Dry, G's Hand Car Wash. They're exactly at 1201 Belcher Road in Dunedin. And they're at the corner of Belcher and Main Street in the mobile gas stations. And they got specials. And if you look in our coupon book, you can see a free car wash. They have $10 hand wash, $20 inside and out. Now, large trucks hand wash are $20. Inside and out is $25. But they can come to you now. That's the new thing. They're fully mobile detailing. They have the whole thing set up. So while you're at work, G Hand Car Wash can come to you. His phone number is 727-288-8506. And what music is this? That's to let me know 1 minute to go? That's the new thing? Yes. Okay, very good. Is this the music for Matt G? Go Globe. Let's do that. Let's end the show with that. Matt G, just so you know, is a great guy. He had the aerobatic guy on, whatever aerobic. We got the deadliest catch right there. So, anyhow, he's outside in the studio. We have pizza from Frank's. But Matt G, baby, he's the man. He knows how to do stuff. He's the music genius.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.